You were short $1,500 for a lawyer.
Yes.
Your grandfather gave you the money.
A grandson refuses to hear about his debt.
You haven't had any further discussions with your grandfather about it?
Just with his wife. Her hounding me in emails and calling me.
And his grandpa is shut out.
He won't speak to me.
He hasn't actually called me or anything. It's just been her.
You certainly knew how to get in touch with him when you needed money.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Larry Strait is suing his grandson, Matthew Strait, for a loan to pay attorney fees.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 126 on the calendar in the matter of Strait versus Strait.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Young man, this is your grandfather's, correct?
Yes.
How old are you?
33.
What do you do for a living?
A manager of a maintenance company.
What did you need a lawyer for?
For custody of my son.
How old is your son?
4.
How long have you and his mother been apart?
For 2 years.
And where is he currently living?
With me.
Where was he living prior to the court action?
He's always lived with me since birth.
How long have you and his mother been apart?
For 2 years.
And what did you need the lawyer for?
Because she left. I had him for 2 years, and then she decided that she was going to go for full custody of him. So she filed a parenting plan on me.
Did she visit during those two years?
No.
Does she live close by?
Yeah, she lives in the same city.
Does she see him now?
She's seen him 5 times since we went to court back in July, and it was supervised.
So at the time that you took money from your grandfather, you were short $1,500 for a lawyer?
Yes.
And it was serious business?
Yes.
Your grandfather gave you the money?
Yes.
When?
It was either end of July or early August.
And when was your court date?
It was October.
When was it concluded?
We're still in the battle as of now.
So the case has not been concluded yet?
No.
Still have the same lawyer?
Yes.
Have you had to give the lawyer more money?
Yes.
Where did you get it from?
I've sold a few cars and my job.
When did your grandfather ask you back for the money that he gave you?
It was on our birthday party, because our birthdays are 2 days apart.
When is your birthday?
August 23rd.
Well, he gave you the money in August. And when did he ask you for it back? The same month?
Yes.
Well, when did you tell him you would get it back to him?
I didn't tell him that night. He asked me about it that night at the birthday party, and that was it. And then,
well, what did he say to you?
He just said that he was going on a trip and needed the money back before his trip.
And what did you say to him?
I just told him I didn't have it.
And then?
And that was it.
And between that time in August and now, we're in July of the following year, you haven't had any further discussions with your grandfather about it?
Just with his wife.
And what were those discussions?
Just her hounding me in emails and calling me. But well, I haven't talked to him directly about it.
Why not? You certainly knew where to get him when you needed the money.
Well, even when I got the money from him, it was all through her. She's the one that asked him about it and brought it up to me about getting the money for me.
How come, sir? I assume she's not your grandmother.
No.
Well, how come you didn't go to your grandfather?
Well, they suggested that I get a lawyer, that I needed a lawyer, and then she said she would ask my grandpa to help me out.
You didn't think you needed a lawyer?
At the time, I didn't think so, no.
Do you think so now?
Yeah.
Does the mother of your child have a lawyer?
No.
Does your son have a lawyer?
No.
I have a guardian.
Guardian ad litem, you mean?
Yes.
There's one appointed, but we haven't
met yet.
Yeah, we haven't met yet.
How much additional have you paid the lawyer?
$2,500.
Over and above what your grandfather gave you and what you had. So you've paid the lawyer a total of about $5,000 already.
Yes.
So you evidently feel as if your grandfather's wife was correct that you needed a lawyer.
Yes.
And is the reason you haven't paid your grandfather back because you've been paying this lawyer?
No. The reason why is because it was never a loan.
Tell me how it was.
We never talked about a loan or anything until...
Until the same month that you got the money.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty close. We're not talking about a year later. He said, by the way, that money that I gave you wasn't a gift, it was a loan.
Yeah.
So what do you think happened in the couple of weeks between the time you got the money and your birthday when he asked you for the money before he went on his trip? What do you think happened? Did you annoy him in some way?
I don't know. Maybe he thought he needed the money back, I guess.
So what I'd like you to do is to tell me exactly before I question her how the transfer of $1,500 came about.
I believe they called me.
They called you?
Or she called me.
She called you. Well, how would she know about this custody proceeding unless somebody told her?
Probably through my father, or I may have said something.
No, I want you to think hard.
I guess me?
I guess you. Now, I want you to think harder. Where were you when you first had the discussion with her or them?
On the phone.
Tell me about it.
Just told her what was going on in my life.
Okay, so you were speaking to her.
Yeah, she called me because she didn't know that me and my ex weren't together anymore. And so she probably had heard it from my dad or somebody. And then she called me about it, asked me what was going on. And then I told her about everything and that how I was going to court.
And?
That's when the...
Tell me. I told her I had to go to court and...
That I was going to, you know, court for my son.
And did you tell her that you had found a lawyer?
No.
Had you found a lawyer?
No, not at that time.
When did you find a lawyer?
After she suggested that I get a lawyer.
And you had how much money?
I think at the time I had $1,000.
How much did the lawyer want?
$1,500. Or no, $2,500.
Did she go with you to the lawyer?
No.
So you went by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, it's not an answer.
Yes.
And then when you went to the lawyer told you the retainer was $2,500.
Yes.
Then you had to have called them back.
Yes.
And said?
Told her that the lawyer wanted $2,500 and I only had $1,000.
And she said?
She would ask my grandpa.
Did she ask him then or did she call you back?
She called me back.
And she called you back and said?
My grandpa would help me out.
And you said?
So I said, okay.
And then what happened?
I don't know, probably like the next week I came out there and got a check from him.
When the next week came, you went to where your grandfather lived?
Yes.
You drove there?
Yes.
How far is that?
I don't know, 5 miles from my house, maybe 10.
And you spoke to your grandfather?
Yes.
Tell me about the conversation.
Just about work and stuff and the lawyer and then...
No. Work and stuff and the lawyer. What about the lawyer?
I just told him I found a lawyer and stuff, and then he gave me the money, the check.
Oh, that had to be...
It was pretty short. It wasn't like we sat and chatted it up.
When you came there, did he have the check written out to you?
Yes.
To your name?
Yes.
So it was all written. All he had to do was hand it to you?
Yes.
When he handed it to you, what did he say?
I don't remember.
Do you remember, sir?
Yes.
What did you say?
I said, this is a loan, and... I want it to be paid back as within the next 6 months or as soon as possible.
So why did you ask him for it a couple of weeks later?
Well, that was at a birthday party, and my nephew was there also, who I had lent money to. And I asked him for it. He was standing just to my right. He was standing to my left. And I said, I'm going to need that money back.
How much did you lend to your nephew?
I lent him $1,700.
Okay, so you were speaking to your nephew about the return of that money?
Yes.
And, go ahead, I'm interested.
And anyway, I said to Pat, my nephew, I said, I need that money back. I'm going on a trip, and I need the money to be able to go on this trip. And he said, yes, I've got this car up for sale, so I'll get it back to you. And then I turned to him and said that I'm going to need that back from you too, Matt. And he just froze. Didn't say anything. So I didn't think anything more about it until later. Then I came to realize that he can't pay me back that fast. But if he could pay me back in the 6 months, that'd be all right.
You came to realize that yourself?
Yes.
You didn't have that discussion with him?
No.
I want you to rethink again what you said to him when he came to pick up the check.
Well, Darius brought him in the house and brought him in to me. And he asked me if he could borrow the $1,500, you know. And I said, yes, but I'm going to need it back shortly, within 6 months or so at that time.
Okay. Have you spoken to your grandson since last August?
No, he won't speak to me.
Why not?
He doesn't. He's never tried to call me or anything. He has Darius do all his dirty work.
What kind of dirty work?
Matthew. Well, I mean, reaching out to me and stuff like that. He hasn't actually came to me and... talked to me or called me or anything. It's just been her.
You certainly knew how to get in touch with him when you needed money.
Well, actually, we did talk on the phone one time. He did call me and said he was going on the trip and stuff and that he wanted to see if I could make some deposits into his bank.
And what did you say?
I don't remember what I told him.
Anything else, sir?
Anything else?
The answer is no. You have nothing else?
No.
Anything else?
No.
Judge, for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. We're done.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I guess I owed him the money.
He wouldn't even give me $5.
I hope we can get back to where we were before.
If he'd have done something, we wouldn't be here.
I just hope it works out in the long run.
Give me a hug.
Sorry, Grandpa.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Martell versus Martell. Step forward.
Karen Martell is suing her daughter, Cassandra Martell, for the return of money she gave her for a cruise and airfare.
Miss Martell, this is your mom.
Correct.
And the Reader's Digest version of her case against you is that she was planning to take your younger sister and you on a trip that took you out of the country to celebrate your sister's graduation from junior high school?
Yes.
And you said you would make the arrangements. You were more expert at doing that. You and your mother found a trip that you thought would be great, and she gave you money to hold the tickets, and you were going to the Caribbean?
Correct.
How much money did your mother give you?
She gave me a total of $1,650.
And that was to cover what?
It was a deposit towards the trip and as well as airfare.
And on what dates did she give you the money?
She gave me the money in January and then the rest in May.
And the trip was supposed to take place when?
January of 18.
So she gave you money in January of 2017? When did she give?
I may have made a mistake. It was...
Well, then let's go back.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
In October, you got the refund. When did she say, I want to plan something else for your sister?
It was probably early November. I think she began to get frustrated.
Don't tell me what you think.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Karen Martell says her daughter, Cassandra Martell, owes her for a cruise.
Now, when did she give you the money?
She gave me the money in May.
Of what year?
17.
And when was the trip supposed to take place?
January of 18.
But she didn't give you all the money together. She gave you the money for the airfare separate from the trip itself.
Correct.
How far apart did she give?
A few months.
And then she changed her mind?
Correct.
And when did she change her mind?
I believe it was August. She'd been trying to get the father to sign off on getting a passport, and he wasn't really doing that, so I told her that she could go to the courthouse and get a custody proof that she has sole custody, which she never did. And then between the combination of the situation, she lost interest in the trip.
Okay, fine. So you were able to get the money back?
I did. I requested a refund.
And you got it?
Yes.
And you didn't give it to your mother?
No.
And that's what she's suing you for. Now you can explain why.
Well, at the time, she...
Now, you got the refund. She called you and said, I can't go. Whatever reason, I lost interest. I don't care what the reason. She lost interest in going. You got the refund. Pick it up from there.
She had told me that I could keep the money as a result of... I had
planned...
When
did she tell you that?
It was between August and October. She had changed her mind a few times. She said I could keep it, and then she wanted some back, and then she said I could keep it again. But by that time, and when I got the refund in October, I made arrangements because I had another trip planned. So I used the money when she told me I could keep it towards a trip in November.
You have any proof that your mother told you that you could keep the money?
I don't.
When for the first time did you begin to argue about this money?
It had been any time after I got the refund. I didn't think to save any evidence because I didn't think she would change her mind and ask for the refund again.
Well, what do you think changed her mind to bring you to court?
Well, she wanted to plan something else for my sister, so she asked me if she could use some of that money towards a party and a domestic trip within the country, and I had already spent.
Well, in what month did she ask you for the money back?
She asked me after I received the refund in October.
Okay, so
but
you
I
received,
don't have a specific.
So you received the refund money in October.
Yes.
And before you received the refund money, you couldn't have sent it out. So when in October did she ask you for the refund? You must have said, I got the refund.
Yeah, she hadn't asked me immediately. It was sometime after and periodically afterwards.
Give me periodically. In October, you got the refund. When did she say, I want to plan something else for your sister?
It was probably early November. I think she began to get frustrated.
Don't tell me what you think.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When did you ask her?
It was the end of September.
And tell me about the discussion that you had with her.
I just stated to her that I was not able to go on.
No, we knew that already. We knew that from before.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Karen Martell says her daughter, Cassandra Martell, owes her for a cruise.
Now, you have any proof to show me when you booked this other trip using the money that you got for a refund?
I have some, yes.
Okay, I'd like you to show me the date that you got the refund.
I have this right here.
I don't know what this is.
That's my bank statement.
What is withdrawal Royal Caribbean Cruise, June 2017?
June was when we booked the deposit, and then in October, the first listings are that they gave the refund in increments.
Did you print this up, or did the bank print this up?
It's printed from the online banking.
What do you mean printed from the online banking? If you were to go on online banking, is this what you would see, or would you would see something else that you did a shortcut version for?
I just searched Royal Caribbean because that was the source of the payment that I used.
And this is what came up?
Yes, everything associated to Royal Caribbean.
Okay, now I'd like, so it came in on 10/10. Now I'd like to see where you booked your next trip that you say you used the money for.
I have this here.
That wasn't until late November, over a month later.
Yes, so I didn't use the money right away, all of it, but because my bank statement from Citizens doesn't
just
have.
When did your daughter tell you she had gotten the refund?
When I approached her about my daughter not being able to get out of the country.
Just a second. That's not what I asked you. I didn't ask for a whole story. I said, when did she tell you that she got the refund?
When I stated to her that I was not able to go, she
said. Well, that was a while before.
She said that she would contact Caribbean, and she stated to me that they gave her a full refund. And that was before, it had to have been the month of October maybe, but I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
When did your daughter tell you that she had received the
refund?
She
never told me that she actually received it. She said for me to wait. It would be in her bank account within a couple of days. She never told me when she received it because I never talked to her afterwards.
When did you ask her?
It was the end of September.
Okay. And tell me about the discussion that you had with her.
I just stated to her that I was not able to go on.
No, we knew that already. We knew that from before.
And okay? I just wanted my money back so I could take my 15-year-old on a vacation that I had promised her within the United States without having to use a passport.
Fine. And she said she hadn't gotten the money back.
She said it'd be within a couple of days.
And when you asked her for the refund, what did she tell you?
She was okay with it.
So why are you here?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so why are you here?
Because it's been 9 months I've been trying to get my money back from Cassandra, and she's been avoiding me. She lives right across the street from me, Your Honor, and I just can't get in touch with her. I call her, she's got me blocked. There's been no communication, and I have proof to show that before she went on a vacation, a cruise with her Aunt Liz, I was trying to get the money from her before she left for this vacation, and I never heard from her.
I'd like to see it. Is her Aunt Liz your sister?
No, no relation. It's on her father's side. I have to show you as far as that is text messages, me asking.
Very unfortunate. You owe your mother $1,650. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I've had confidence in Judge Judy and her making the right decision to rule in my favor.
My mom changed her mind several times.
If she had just talked to me about it from the beginning, we wouldn't have to be here.
We've always had an on and off relationship, so I'm not surprised.
I love her. She's my daughter. But at the same time, I'm just, you know, a little hurt.
I hope to just move forward.